Chaim Rav at the Mishnah. Hello, hey. Mekotim Jeshel Machrayas Nik. No. We're on that for Mr. Zuger. We're on that Tetzayim Rav at the Mishnah. Hello, hey. Mekotim Jeshel Machrayas. Property which has guarantee, meaning real estate. Nigdim Bekes Mishtar Chazoka is acquired with money, with documents, and with Chazoka with taking hold of, manifesting ownership. Shena Machrayas, property which has no responsibility, meaning chattel. And Nigdim Ela Mashiach is only acquired with the Mashiach. That's an exaggeration because obviously Hagbah works and there's constant Mesira, but generally speaking, Mashiach. The Chazim She'en Lamachrayas, chattel, Niklim the Chazim She'en Lamachrayas, is acquired with property which does have, with real estate, because of Shtar Chazoka, via Kesar Shtar Chazoka, that's the concept of Kinyan Agav, right, where the Metalim are Nikna Agav, they acquired Agav, piggyback, we call it, on the land. And vice versa, of She'en Lamachrayas, property which is movable property, chattel, Zokim as an Achotin, they require property, Shiesha Machrayas, require real estate, the Lishavalem to undergo Shvua. In other words, Mikra Adin, there is no Shvua on real estate, there's only Shvua on Metalpin. But there's a concept piggybacking Shvua as well, or rolling on a Shvua called Gilgul Shvua, and once you have to take a Shvua on Metalpin, then the person who is suing you can take a Shvua on real estate as well. Okay, now here the Gemara begins. This is a very fascinating brisa, which is not brought down in the Bavli, and it's extremely, extremely interesting of about the historical development of Kinyanim. And the Dvar Avraham in his famous Tshuva Chelak Aleph Siman Aleph, proves from this brisa that Kinyanim are fungible, meaning that a Kinyan is whatever the generation decides is a valid Kinyan. It's not necessarily based on a specific Torah standard. Okay? Initially, the Kinyan, which was customary in Am Yisrael, was taking off the shoe. Although, as it says, Zos Lifnim Yisrael, this was formally in Am Yisrael, Ala Gmula Gula on redemption, well, it's more an exchange, Shof Ishnalo, a person would remove his shoe. Mishalach, who would remove a shoe? Tam and Ramin, over there they said in Bavel, Rav Levi Adamachlokas, Chadamar once said Akoina, the person who's acquiring removes his shoe. Chadamar Amachna, the other says the person who is selling removes his shoe. Vasa Ilan Plugsa, Plugvasa, Kiino Plugvasa, and this Machlokas is like the other Machlokas, the Tani, we learned in Pshat and Rus. Boaz no son Lagoel. Boaz gave his shoe to the other individual, which means the acquirer, the Kona. If you don't marry a girl, that's on the boat, Boaz. It doesn't say who took off his shoe, right? It just said Shovish now. So the other man, Dom Rose, said Goel took off his shoe, and that means the seller took off his shoe. And you have the same achlok is, of course, by Khalifin, right? Who gives the object to make Khalifin? Does the Kona give or the Makna give? We pass in the coin that gives the object, the person who's acquiring, right? Chazulios Kona, that's the initial form of Kinyan. Chazulios Kona.
What doesn't make sense is by Rus, the unstated party is the one who has the property from which to redeem. The question is.
Can you state that in layman's terms?
No, I really can't. In other words, you have Boaz.
Yes.
You have Tony Amoni.
Yes.
And somebody is holding the property from which Boaz and Tony Amoni have to redeem the property from.
No. Not necessarily. Property could be laying fallow all these years. No, we know who had it. Naomi had it.
She had the property?
Yeah, Naomi had the property. Yes. I think it's explicit there in Rus.
Why are they redeeming it?
She wanted to sell it. She wanted to get rid of it. She needed cash.
Well,
wasn't the Chidon Tanakh for nothing.
I was for nothing.
Even if I lost to a girl.
This wasn't on my...
ויאמר לגואל חוקת השדה אשר לחידו לאלי מלך מוכרו הנעמי אשר המסתי מואב. Now מוכרו means, literally means past tense, but it means she's selling it now. That's the question of shot. Naomi was selling it. So the question is, who has first dibs? It's like a bar mitzvah type of locha. Who gets the first dibs? Who's the relative? Who's has the status of a goel on it? That was what they argue about. So Naomi is the third person. It's a third party, and they're arguing who has the first rights from Naomi. I believe that's correct. Okay. Chazios kuni miktotza. Then they changed, and they started acquiring with ktotza. Mao ktotza. It's a very strange form of acquisition. It basically means the publication of the deal was the kikinian. B'shoa she'adam mochas de'achuz asa. When an individual would sell the field of his inheritance, his relatives would bring barrels. Mine are some clothes that goes and fill them with.
Sorry.
Yes.
Publication is not such an unusual means of obtaining ownership.
In modern day terms. Yeah, but this is Torah.
Why not then also?
Okay. Still, okay. You're right, theoretically, but that's. Yeah.
Well, that's it. The real publication comes with recording the deed by the recorder of deeds. That's the real publication.
I don't disagree with you that there is such a thing. So it's not a Maisa Kinyan. That's what bothers us. Right? Is the front door open? Sounds like it, doesn't it? There's a hole in the window. They would bring these barrels and fill jar barrels and fill with toast and nuts. And they would break these barrels in front of the kids. The kids would collect them. It'd say so and so has been cut off of his portion. Okay. Actually, had a negative connotation to it, right? But the point is to publicize that that was the sale.
Why fill with candies and have the kids break the barrels?
So they'll remember. It'll be a memorable event. That's the publication, the publicity.
Well, I feel there's a custom in Spanish countries, a
piñata. Yeah, but that's not a Kenyan. At least not that I know. Over Shachem Achziralo, when they used to give it back to him, when he used to take it back, I guess, in Yovel, or he used to redeem it, they would do the same thing. So he got back. So that's also publicity in the other direction. So he married a wife who was not suitable for him. His relatives would bring these barrels. And they would fill them full with nuts and candy, and break in front of the kids, and the kids would gather, and they would say, though he was eradicated from his family.
Well, sure. Sure he got the hint.
Right. But no, but they made it here, we see also present, when he divorced her, so they make a divorce party, right? Same way. Right. They would do the same thing for him. They say, he went back to his field, to his family. Now, there's still the Braisa. Chazu, later on, they decided what makes a kin is Leos Koinim Akesim Shtar Chazoka. Okay, so that was actually a later stage. It was all in times of Bais Rishon, though, mind you. This is now, it's all very early in Jewish history. As we see, Bekesef, and it requires money. Because it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, so does Bekesef Yiknu fields with money they shall acquire. Zakesef, that's money. Uksoba Sefer Chasayim, we had this a few blad ago, a few base. Uksoba Sefer Chasayim, write it in document and sign it. Elohim Eid Eshtar, those are the witnesses of the document. Void Eidim, and bring testimony. Elu Eid Echazaka, those are witnesses that he took hold of the field. When Elohim Eid Eshtar, maybe the witnesses of on the document. No, Kvaksiva Uksoba Sefer Chasayim. They already says write in the document and sign it. So the Eidim must be separate Eidim on some other occurrence. Rabbi Yassi b'shem Rabbi Mona b'atalchum, Rabbi Avo b'shem Yochanan said, ain't karka nikdeis b'pachas mishar pruta. Karka is unacquired, not is unacquired for less than mishar pruta. My time of pasuk teaches this, so this b'kesef iknu. The fields require money, less than mishar pruta is not money. Okay? U'poli gahi dam Rabbi Chenis aris, which Rabbi Chenis said. What did Rabbi Chenis say? Kol shkolim shabbatayra, all shkolim etch the Torah, sloim. They're all considered to be, they're all sloim, meaning well more than a pruta. Levium litrim. It says novi a coin, it's a liter. Uksulin kanterim. It's another type of coin. Chut mishi, but none of them are prutas, not like Rabbi Yochan. Chut mishi gli efron, except for shkolim of Ephron, which are far superior. They were, even though they're in the Torah, which is the lowest level, they're like those written in Ksuvim, which are the highest level kanterim. My Italian apostle teaches this because it says, Bekesef Moleit Nenoli. The Bible turned that from over La Socher. But here it says, because he said full money. Velo says, Velo Damyo, they're not comparable. In other words, why Rabbi Yochanan say Prutas enough? Because Tamak Siv Kesef. And in the case Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, buying a field says Kesef. The Acha here it says Shkolim. So therefore, shkolim, of course, much more than a pruta, but kesef can connote a pruta as well. So it says, "My simon the askash areones." What about by ones by a rapist? Ranks you've got a kesef. There it says, "Taka only kesef." Atomer shkolim. You say that's be shkolim. So the one doesn't answer, but I think the answer is that it's learned out from seduction. By seduction, it does say shkolim. Anyway, says the Gemara. All of this old Bryce is local Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Hiluch Kone, walking is an acquisition. The only Kesem Shtar Chazaka, walking is an acquisition like Avraham Avinu. You know, Selech Bartz Lekor Lurachba, right? The time learned, Hiluch Besoda Lekor Lurachba, he went through a field, lengthwise and widthwise, Kone, he acquires Ad Mokom Shalach, until whatever place he went. Divrei Rabbi Lezer, Kohen Rabbi Lezer, Chachom Rin Chalim said, Lo Kona Achi Yachzi Chachol. Doesn't acquire until he makes a chazok in every part of it. Hakom Modim, everybody agrees, however, where the sale is the sale of a passage and no more. Hakom Modim, everybody agrees that where that's the sale of a passage or a right of way. So in that case, that B'Shvil HaMechel Shvil Chavir, somebody sells a pathway to this field, Kave Shalach, but once a friend walks in it, Kanakani acquires it. My time and why that we do have to learn from Avraham Avinu, Kumi Salech Baretz, how he acquired the roads, if not the private property. B'shtar, you acquire a property with a shtar. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Sofer Meimar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu say, when does the shtar work? B'shtar, Amnash Loi Tein Kesef. The shtar is being given without any intent to collect funds in the future. Now, B'shtar, Amnash Loi Tein Kesef, but the shtar is given with the intention of collecting funds at some previous, some subsequent time. It's just right now there is no money exchanging hands. So then, Lokona does not have Al-Kini, and the star does not acquire the money. Achit and the Kesem until the money is given. Right? So the, you're saying that the money, that the star, which is contingent on money, doesn't work until the money is given. It kind of gets dormant. It's dormant and only activated when the money is given. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi Tarvayin Amri, not true. They both argue. Said, if you loan us on Kesef, Kona, the star works even without money exchanging hands. Must see it ever. Must see some side Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi. So, Bryce, which is a proof to Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, because it says, Mokho Esesodes Kachas, if you sold to me 10 fields simultaneously, came and chichzik bachas, man, once the individual grabbed onto one of them, hexabikulam, that acquires all of them because we have a compared concept of sadna darachadu, they're all interconnected. Now that's not true about shtar. By shtar, it has to be, each one that you want to acquire has to be spelled out in the document. Also, here in this case over here, if he only gave him the money corresponding to one of them, or he didn't write a document, on more than one of them, only that one of them is acquired. In other words, everything is acquired based on the money or based on the ono. Now, it should be instead of v'chi, it should be hare. Look it. We said either money or ono. If there's money or ono, or only money for one field is given, only an ono for one field is given, and ono is a shtar, then you can't acquire all several fields, whatever it is, based on this transaction. They're not really integrally connected, right? So it says the Gemara, so it's ono without money. So we see it's just shtar without money. And in Tamar, Bishanos and Lo Dmei Kula, if you're going to say, nah, there's no shtar without money. We're talking about here a shtar where you paid for all of them. That's not true. You can't say that. Lo Amar Lo Dmei Echaman says he only paid for one of them. El Oado Oado. So it means that a shtar, either a shtar or a kesef works, and one is not necessarily contingent on the other. Because it says you can write an ono on all of them or give money for all of them. It means that either or means either money on all of them works or ono on all of them works. So you see, an ono works even where there's going to be money, even without the kesef changing hands.
So it's essentially
an IOU? No. It's a bill of sale, but the money's collected independently.
But the kinyan is made just
right. Right. Who gives the shtar to whom? The seller to the buyer, right? So it's the title. The possession of the title is what indicates ownership. Okay?
Independent
of whether the money is going to change hands or not. That's right. Yeah, but I'm sure it happens. I mean, I don't know. Well, you have to be a little bit foolish to do it, but I'm sure, you know, it's a legitimate transaction. Why not? Right? Okay, if you give something the title.
The money can always be sold.
Yeah. Money will be under the table. That's what they'll do. What?
That's what they want to do with me.
Oh, money under the table, that's right. I think I once participated in this. I should admit to breaking a law. I think I once participated in selling a car for $1, and then there was money. It wasn't that much. I don't remember if this actually occurred. I don't remember if it actually occurred. I better not say anything. But anyway, that's what people do. That they have one bed to sell things for $1. So okay, everything else gets taken care of some other way. So says the Gemara. Bekesef. How does money work, right? He says money works by itself when there's no the reverse of the previous story, when there's no document to be written. But if the money is changing hands in a transaction where eventually it's going to be a document, Kinyan ain't over until there's a document. Now, of course, it's talking about real estate, there's no shtar on the tauflin, but you need to have the shtar in order for the sale to be complete. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi pleaded. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi argue, they say, no, once the money is paid, for the even if the document is not exchanged hands, that completes the kinyan. Asad Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Ba is going like Shmuel. In the following exchange, we haven't seen it yet. Rav Huna is going like Rabbi Yochanan in an exchange which we'll have actually on Yud Zayin and Rav. First, we start with Rabbi Boka Shmuel. Rabbi Boka says it ain't over until you write the owners like Shmuel. Where's like Shmuel? Shmuel showed Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel asked Rabbi Yochanan two questions. It's not related. First question is not related to us at all. Shochet of an individual slaughtered, v'nisasik, but he wasn't, he didn't have in mind to slaughter properly, even though he slaughtered properly, v'nisasik b'kotchim. That's my courtship. So by chulin, you don't need kavana, even though guys, you know, just cutting. So that's okay. But what about by courtship? So he says, Armo, he says, no, that doesn't work. It says, for your will, if by your will, probably misasik, that precludes somebody who's not thinking. Okay, again, as I said, that's not relevant to us. Kasav matana b'loshon kinyan. Now, what if, now, this second question Shmuel asked Rav Chuna. If you wrote a matana b'loshon kinyan, in other words, you gave me, give me a guy a gift, but you wrote as a kinyan. What's the story with that? What's the deal? Excuse me. So Armo, he said, akvei trei rachshe. You give the guy two horses. Now, what does it mean, Akabe and Terashim, two horses? What would you think it meant? If you give Matana written as a Kenyan, what does that mean, Akabe and Terashim? It's as if you let him ride two horses.
You can't ride two horses because
you can't
ride
back. Oh, that's a little, actually Shmuel thought. You're saying good. Shmuel thought that that means, well, actually, Shmuel goes even further than you. He says, you can't ride both horses, so neither of them work. It's not a kinyan nor a matana. It's neither, okay? So Shmuel says, Shmuel thought that's what Rav Chuna said, right? Amar Rabbi Ba said, Veloki l'Shmuel. Shmuel did not accept this. Now, Shmuel did not accept this. What it means is that, actually, Shmuel said, if you wrote a matana plus a kinyan, it is valid. And it's a matana plus a kinyan. That's like Rabbi Ba holds. Rabbi Ba holds that if you need if you so the transaction where it's going to be kesef and ono, so all components are taken into account, right? Just like there, all components are taken into account. So to here, all components are taken into account. All components over there means matana and kinyan. Your all components means you need the kesef and the ono, right? But that's according to Rabbi Ba's premise that Shmuel argues in Rav Chuna, right? And the Rav Chuna said it's no good. And that the Gemara explains now. You put him on two blind horses, right? Sarvin Meimar. He thought it said that the Shmuel thought that Rav Chuna was saying it's trained by Maisei, trained Susvon Shatyon, that there, you bring two idiot horses, Umakavin Allah Alea Tarvayan, and you have the guy ride both of them, Vaino Zabada, and this horse goes there, Vaino Zabada, and that horse goes there, Velo Ashkech Gabi Klum, and you're not left with anything. And Shmuel argues that, and Shmuel says it's valid. Rabbi Yossi Mimalchaya, Rabbi Yossi either Mimalchaya means he came from a place named Mimalchaya, or the Pnei Moshe says that, that's what Pnei Moshe says. Shai Teretz Yisrael says that it means that he explained. I think that it means similar to explain, but he added salt. Right? Mamlechai means he salted. In other words, he gave a little bit, right, of a taste. He says, no, on the contrary. Akavei Trei Rachshe means Yipa Kocho B'Shnei Dvorin. He gave him greater strength in two matters. What's one matter? Shibul Mechir Ben Shibul Matana. If the property is given as a sale, or is delivered as a sale, and then there's a debt which goes out on it, so you can go back to the giver, to the person who sold it to you, and demand restitution from another field, right? And so that's a mile of Akavet Rakshi giving the Matana the power of Kenyan. Which means it has achrayas. There's nechasim mishubadim, any property which is sold, you go back and collect from them, right? But that's not true by matana. By matana, if it doesn't work out, you can't go out and collect from the guy, right? And also, on the other end, there's another maila in that the matana tapi yudzayim rav shamoychel amarchasako. When a seller sells a field to somebody, he doesn't sell everything, meaning he retains his right to the well and to the dugout. Unless all these things are included in the contract, he retains his right to all these things. However, but if you give a gift, you give the whole thing. So therefore, in this case, obviously, by giving the gift, so then, if you owe it's a gift, so then you get much more. Okay? Says the Gemara, Udrav Chuna. So according to this, actually, Rav Ba could even be going like Rav Chuna, right? Because Rav Chuna also says, Akvei Terachshe as a Positive. You get both powers, Matana and Kinyan. Just like Rabbo said, you have to wait for both things to come through the Kesef and the Ono. Okay? Says the Gemara. Rav Chuna goes to Rabbi Yochanan. How so? Rav Chuna is the one who said, Akve Etrei Rachshe. That's a Rabbi Yochanan. Chai Banash Midomer. It's an individual who was dying. Omar, as he was dying, Omar, he said, you know, Stu called Nechasei Imploni. Let all my property be given to Imploni. Chazar Vamar, then he said, Kisvutnu. Give it and write it. Oh, he messed that up, right? Because right? He shouldn't have said Kisvu, right? Bad news, right? So what's the story? Rabbi Lezer Rishimen, Bar Yochum, Rabbi Lezer Rishimen Yochum, Alan Uvdu Kum Rabbi Yochum, he took us for Rabbi Yochum. Omar, he said, Imam Al-Schusa, nevertheless, Akvi Echerachse, in a positive sense. And we have, you have to be able to tell. We chat. We shot the guy up. We reckon him. We reckon the giver, right? If he's saying it for the merits of the accord person to whom he's giving the gift, the giver calls Zocha. Then the guy acquires it. If he was saying, and the saying was sufficient, the giver calls Zocha. But im zakoso b'chsav, if you only meant to do it with the writing, kol am amoyde shein adam zayche b'chsav l'achemista, there ain't no documents after death, right? Says mamimo tias tavara, how do you know what he had in mind? So departishu edim yoidim. So we have to assume that there are edim who know. Says my gatz moshe enchem edim yoidim. So alright, what about if there are no witnesses around to know? On Rabbi Yisrael said, in that case, lo masada b'cheskas ba'leh, the field remains in the possession of the current owner, meaning the heirs of the deceased, right? The other guy wants to prove he has to be Motzi Mechaveh Lover Raya. Period. Minayim L'chazim Sheilem Achrayas. The property that metal clean, Sheim Nikneim are acquired, even the Chazim Sheilem Achrayas are acquired with real estate. I don't know, the movable object is acquired with real estate, but Katsim Shtar Chazaka with money, with Shtar with Chazaka. This is a Bavli as well, as all the universal Lima. Rabbi Yezushim Chizkin, Rabbi Yoino, and Rabbi Chanino, Tartai, they both say, Bishim Chizkin, name of Chizkio, Ksivites, by somebody in Divrei Yomim, some character, I don't know who, Vayitelem, Aviem, it's their father, gave them, Matanos, Chabos, Mount, many gifts, the Kesel was on, Sumer, Golden, Mictanos, and Telkasizim, Ore, Bitsuro, Shemihu, Behuda, with fortified cities in Yehuda. Why say with fortified cities? It's a kinyan of Hagav, right? Until now, I know only where the land and movable object are in the same place, which is called in the Bavli, Tzivurin, right? The metalfin are heaped up on the property. How do we know? Where the karka is in Yerushalayim and the property is in Chicago. And you mark them the karka, does that work? So it says, let's learn out from here. Amalem Rabbi Lezer says, certain individual from Madon, she says here in the carbonator, Meron, same idea, it's not on Yerushalayim. He was in Yerushalayim, he had back home, he was dying. And he had at home a lot of movable objects. He wanted to distribute them to his kids. Amalose said, Enat Yochel, you can't do it. How are you going to distribute metalchlin unless you're there? Except LNK Kanisa Karka. Unless you buy land and you give everybody their Kenyan Agat. Even though your metalchlin are in Meron, you're going to buy land in Yerushalayim and do Kenyan Agav that way. Which means, obviously, they can do Kenyan Agav even though the stuff is not in the field. So Marasa, what do you do? How are we going to sell Echo B'tai Yerushalayim? When they bought a certain stone next to Yerushalayim, Marmar, he said, Chetzi HaTzvayin, it's north side, now you see the plain, I'll give it to the certain son, one of my sons, Imeach HaVil Shol Yayin, with 100 barrels of wine. Chet HaTzvayin, it's the second or the north southern half, and he knows the plain, I'll give it to another one of my sons, Imeach HaVil Shol Shem, and with 100 barrels of oil. Ubo Maisim Nechachom, this story came from Chachomi, he came with a story, they said that it works. So he's taking in Agav works, even though it's not Tzvurin, even though the stuff is not in there. Says Mara Baloni. I'm Rabbi Chino Kurai Mara. Chino said in front of Mara. Below Shchimera. That's a unique case. Wasn't the guy Shchimera? By Shchimera, we know there's certain leniency. So maybe by Shchimera, you don't need Tzvurim, right? But if a regular person needs them to be Tzvurim, you need to put the movable objects in the property. Says Mara Baloni. Yeah, below Shchimera who? If you should become a car, may not have done Masaka Baksat. And Shchimera, we know this is unique leniency. All over personally causes an acquisition to occur in writing. The confidence is born, but here it's even in oral. So therefore, you would see his unique leniency. And Lefisha Bechomuka made an Amazake all over a person's not Zolche Achukar Kosum Talim Mokamechar until the land of Metalli in the same place. The Khan, so here to Filokar Kosum Mokamachar, Filokar Mokamachar. Maybe it's unique leniency over a year, right? By in Shchimira, but maybe everywhere else needs for him. I'm relayed, so he said no. Lo Krabi Lezeri. He's not going to Krabi Lezer. Shanyo hu Shchimera. I think I have it. Huh? Now, one second, I think I didn't do enough fixing here. One second, I'm going to be losing here. Let's see if it works with the way I fixed it up here. Amalei, so he said, Lokrabi Lezer, who? It's not going to Krabi Lezer. Lezer is the one who told over the story of the price about the guy who's dying in Shalim. Shani hu Shchimera, the Rabbi Lezer, the Shchimera of Rabbi Lezer is different. It should be me bari the Rabbanan than the well person of Rabbanan. So I'm still not sure. I fixed it properly. I fixed it according to Shari Torah Service Yisrael, but I'm not sure if it works. Let's try without fixing it. Arnold said, the gist of the matter is that Rabbi Lezer, when he talks about Shchimera, he doesn't give many concessions. That's really what he's trying to say. Was he right? We were talking about Shchimera according to Rabbanu, all the Shchimera gets special concessions. Rabbi Lezer, they knew from somewhere, I don't know exactly from where, that he doesn't grant any such special concessions. So if you see, Kinyan Agav works for Shchimera without Tzvurin, so then Kinyan Agav, according to Rabbi Lezer, will work according to everybody without Tzvurin. Work anywhere without Tzvurin. So that's what it says somehow. Normally, look, Rabbi Lezer, he's not going to Rabbi Lezer. Shani, Shchimera, Rabbi Lezer, who, Shani, who? It's different. Shchimera, Rabbi Lezer, who bari the Rabbana. The Shchimera, Rabbi Lezer, is the bari of the Rabbana. Normally, he said, yes, indeed, Shchimera, Rabbi Lezer, can bari the Rabbana, and therefore, you can learn that, therefore, whatever works over here, according to Rabbi Lezer, work according to Rabbana elsewhere. Tamati, we looked over there. Kaka koshu chai bepeh vikurim, the Rabbi Akiva. We're still trying to prove about Kinyan Agav. It says if you have the smallest parcel of land, it's chayav and pay and bikurim. But that's not good enough for us. What really we need to know is what it says further in that price, or actually Mishnah, actually, I think, that it's good to make Kinyan Agav. A karka kosher is good to make Kinyan Agav, no matter how small. So Mar Zarev's question is, if you need to have tzvurin, you need to have it inside, karka koshu ma'utav. What good is it to make a kinyaga with a small parcel of land? It doesn't do you any good. So Rabbi Matanya, and Matanya said, Tipati, you can resolve like this. Shoshamokum shibolos achas. Can even be, there was place for one kernel or one shoot of grain to grow. But umar golis mudabo, there's a pearl hidden in that grain. So then you really, Kinyan Agav is very important for you at that point. Okay? And it could be you do need Tzvurim, we haven't reconciled it. Rabbi Asher and Yochanan said, Hoyelo shtei sodos. If a guy had two fields, Achas Beuda, Achas Begoliel. One in Yehuda, one in Goliel. Hechzik Bezusha Beuda, Liskos Bezusha Begoliel. You grabbed on the one in Yehuda in order to acquire the one in Goliel. Oh, Bezusha Begoliel, Liskos Begoliel, or the one in Goliel to acquire the one in Yehuda. Kana. That's about Kinyan, because we know that Sadna Darachadu, all land is connected, and therefore the Kinyan one part works for everything else. So far it's not a Kiddush. Now comes the Kiddush. Uvenichse Hager. If we're dealing with acquiring property which belongs to a Ger, lo kona, you do not acquire the property of the ger, afilu, even if meitzer b'nesayim, even if you're acquiring a field adjacent to that which belongs to the ger, who of course is now dead. You can't acquire his field. You can't acquire a hefker field by acquiring an adjacent field. Right? That the Gemara is pashut still, right? I'm not sure exactly what the Gemara's chiddush is, but Rabbi Zira b'ikum Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Zira asked for Rabbi Yasa, what if niskaven liknos mina meitzar? What if he had in mind to acquire, when you're acquiring your field, to acquire the nichse agir next to it? Does that work? So Saramine, he snuck away from him. He didn't want to answer. He didn't know, I guess. He didn't want to answer whether that works or doesn't work. Rav Chista Amar, now here comes a really cool Gemara. It's one of the classic Yerushalmis. These are the Yerushalmis we live for. Rav Chista Amar, nichse agir. Brabi agir. Hichsik b'tzvoinon. If you acquire the, if you made a chazok on the north side of the nichse agir, I'm going to ask you to close Bedroma in order to acquire the south side. Bedroma on the south side, I'm going to ask you to close Bedroma in order to acquire the north side. But you didn't have in mind to acquire the middle. Lokona. You don't acquire it. Achin Shoshi's Kavan Lichnos B'Mtziyoson until you have in mind to acquire the middle. What basically we're saying here is a Gevaldik Svara in this Sugya, a brilliant, brilliant Svara. He's saying that by Nichse Agir, boundaries are meaningless. Normally, boundaries of a field define the field. But by Nichse Agir, it's meaningless. Every molecule is distinct by Nichse Agir. Why is that? Because it's Hefker. When I acquire from you a field, so your definition of the boundaries, and the Das Machta defines the sale. But field is Hefka, there's no cohesion in the field. So therefore, if I had in mind to acquire only a part of the field, it doesn't work for any part of the field. And even if I had in mind the north and the south, but not the middle, it doesn't work. It's Gefalda Gesvara, right?
It doesn't work even for the part you intended.
No, part you can't switch over. Yeah, can't jump over. You don't take side in the Darachadu by Nichse Agir.
Yeah, but it works to the extent of your intent.
The south side, but if you skip the middle, it doesn't work for the north side for it. Okay? Okay? What is he doing?
He wants to build an elevated highway.
Oh, from Gaza to. Okay? Matt, yeah, you can do that, Nichse Agir. That would work. Says, Masis will be a Rav Chista. The Brisa seems sorry on Chitz. It says, Ger Shemeis, Gerudai, Ubiz Bazu Yisrael's Nechosov. And the Jews came and they Biz Bazu means they looted, they ransacked his property, they took hold of it. Amachsi Bakarka Chayabako. If somebody grabs onto the land, he's liable to everything, meaning he acquires everything. Amachsi Bakama. All the mitzvahs are clear barets. All the mitzvahs have to do with the land. A mazi become if somebody grabs on only to the sheaves or the stalks of grain standing in the field. Chayev leket shichon peah. He is liable to leket shichon peah, right? The matnos aniim upatim in a meisers, but he's exempt from meiser. Why? Because meiser is contingent on not having been hefker, and this field was hefker, of course, for some time, right? Vein Aver, well, it remains Hefker because he only grabbed on to the comma, or he grabbed not to stand the grain. Vein, and now what's critical here is Vein Avir Mafsik Ben Shibolus Lishibolus. If you acquired one stalk in the field, you can be considered to have acquired all the stalks. Why? According to Rav Chista, it shouldn't be true. According to Rav Chista, each stalk should stand on its own. So this Bryce seems sorry to Rav Chista. Says Moral is not lost. Time to lived over there. Imayom Mechuber Lakarka. If it was connected to the ground, Vitalash Koshu Kona. And in other words, the grain was still connected to the ground, and you plucked one out, you acquired the entire field. Now this is talking about Benichse Agir. Benichse, normally Achilas Peres is not really a kinyan, but Benichse, or I should say, Achilles Paris is normally a Kenyan, but by Nichse Ager, it's not so poshut. Because by Nichse Ager, it could be that actually you're just, you know, looting as opposed to making a Kenyan. But all right, let's assume, let's not throw this thing right now. On the stalk, but not on the field. What makes a Kenyan in the field?
Well, if you're eating it from the field, you have to take it off.
The yeah, but maybe just acquire the stalk. The specific stalk. Who says you acquired anything else? Okay, so that's what assuming by Nichse Ager. Right? So, says, well, but Shmuel Amar, and this is like Rav Chista, you only acquire that stock, nothing else. Okay? So says the Gemara, what time did we learn? Was connected to the ground, and you plucked out a part of it. That's a Valkinian. And now like Rav Chista, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, he said, Kaimara of Dumin Achoisa. Rav Duman Chosa said, you know what? Now, we can learn what the word moda, the Pnei Moshe does, but I'd rather change the Shara Tarsi's throw. And he changed it, Mada Mar Shmuel. That which Shmuel said, you only acquired that specific stalk, not moda. But that which Shmuel said is Benichse Hagir. Nichse Hagir only, you get, every molecule is independent by Nichse Hagir. There's no cohesion. Everything else taki. You pluck one kelach out, you acquire everything. But in Nichse Ager, that doesn't work. And that taki is like Rav Chista. In other words, we had a price seems to indicate not like Rav Chista, but this taki indicates like Rav Chista. Okay? That whatever part you take is independent. What? That applied to all Nichse Ager. Right. Well, absolutely. I'm sorry, you know, it's not in that. That's not the case. The Shmuel is arguing on that, and Rav Chista and Shmuel on the same side of the page. Okay, let's go on to a different issue. Rabbi Yochanan has a metalin. Can you acquire metalin by pulling them, or you have to pick them up? Now, our mission didn't even mention Agvah at all, but we know this concept of Agvah, so it's asking how do you acquire metalin. Sorry, Rabbi Memo said, Matichle, when does Shmuel have his kasha? Boros HaKoshin by tough hides, which are dragged. I've already talking by soft skins. Low carter dragging does not work. Ach yagbia, unless he lifts it up. Okay, because dragging, it's not the derech to drag soft hides. Masisa bligarei bob our memel. The Mishnah seems talking about bob our memel because it says in the Mishnah in Ksuvos, Hagonim kitzur shel chavero. If you steal your friend's wallet, votzio b'Shabbos, and you take it out on Shabbos, Chayev, you're liable both to pay a friend and to be put to death. Why? Because it's not simultaneously. Shekvar is Chayev b'gneva. You already became liable for the theft, shelkis of the wild. Achlo kicho lova Shabbos before Shabbos began. This is where you saw it on Erev Shabbos, right? Avlimaya gurabov yoytze. But if you're dragging it, right before Shabbos began, and simultaneously Shabbos begins, and you're dragging it out to a place which makes a valid Kenyan, so then, Potter, you're exempt. Why, Menesha Chol, Misa V'tash Lumen, as the sun is setting, and you're transgressing the Avera of Geneva, as you're doing old saw, Kenyan Rabbeinu, you're Potter. Now, the confluence of all these things coming together is extremely unlikely. But hypothetically speaking, right, you get the idea, right? Wait a minute. So what happens if the Misa and Tashlumin do not come simultaneously? So it must be in that case he is Chayev. All right. Be that as it may, what do we see here? You can do Greira, right? Greira, pulling, acquires. Why not Hagbah? Didn't you say we need Hagbah? So I know why they won't even ask the question. So it's a very simple answer. So Rabbi Avaya, talking about big wallets. He was stealing big stuff.
See.
Vaseif. That's why he was dragging, right. The Ruchayim is Karo. For they normally are dragged. Okay. So I didn't even know what the Havamina was. Anyway, we go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Minay Lamdu Gilu Shvua. How do we know that you roll upon Shvuos? Misoito. From Soito. This is Gemara is replicating the Ushal Misoito. Ame Mizeh. Once we make her take a shvua that she wasn't Mizaneh, we say, Ame from this guy, Ame Ish Acher. Ame from any other guy as well, we don't know about. Akadun Dvorim Shem Ruim Leashbia. Okay, that makes sense if it's something which is suitable to, which is under the rubric of the shvua. Had the other guy been caught with her, he would have taken the shvua all of a sudden the same. What about Dvorim Shem Ruim Leashbia? What about rolling upon her shvuas which are not normally made? So Rabbi Yisrael Boon said yes. Nishmini Minadot. So from here, Ami. And once she says Ami, she has to say Ami Shlo Satisi. I was not adulterous, even by a Rusa, or when she was betrothed and Nisua and married. Shomeres Yovam. When she's married Yovam and Knusa and has undergone already Yibum. It says about Arusa Shvuah Yovam Royally Ashpia. Arusa, she's not suitable for Shvuah because there has to be Bulas Baal. Her husband has to have relations for her before she's suitable to become a Sota. And Shvuah Yovam is not suitable to become a Sota because her penalty is not death. Right? So therefore, the only reason she's taking a Shvuah on these things must be because of Gilgul. So we say Gilgul even applies to things which are not suitable punishments for you, but nonetheless you include it in the Gilgul as a result. Says the Gemara, Atom Megalgalin. You say over there, Megalgalin. Welcome, Megalgalin. Here too, you're Megalgalin. You roll upon Chiyuvei Shul, which are not really Chayiv, but since you have an opening, you start piling on the rest of the Shuls. Says, Isaitai, those who say, Mazu Ba'olav Shul, just like a Sota, it's not just an oath, but also a curse. I've called Nishboim, so to anybody takes an oath, Baal of a Shvuah is with an oath and a curse. He's tied to it in tiny. There's those said, no. Bezu, by so to all of a Shvuah, there's both a curse and an oath. They call Nishboim, nobody else gets all of a Shvuah, nobody else gets a double whammy. Have a boy, maybe they want to say, man, don't mind my Bezu, but all of a Shvuah, I've called Nishboim, Baal of a Shvuah, Nicha. So they want to say, you know what, I like those who say, that it's a bridge. That once we learn one thing from Shua here, we have to learn everything from Shua here. Right? But according to those who say, all the Shua only applies to Saita, and not any other type of Shua, what kind of bridge is that that's selective? They can learn Gilgul Shua for everything else, but not the Shua aspect of everything else. Okay, and then what does it answer? Similarly, it was going to answer another similar question, which is not going to answer. Those who learned top of Yud Ches mouth, Mazu ba'amein va'amein. The Sota's got to say amein twice. Got to say amein twice. Of course, ba'amein va'amein. So too, everybody else who takes the Shvuah has to say amein amein. Yisaitai, those who say no, Zu ba'amein va'amein. Sota's got to say amein amein twice. Re'ein kol nishboim. Nobody else has to say amein amein twice. Our boy may say, Mazu ba'amein va'amein. I understand. According to the Pilgrim shows, we learn everything. The Amen Ba'amen, Abaya Sota, Avkon Nishboim Ba'amen, Amen Sota, everybody else. Nicha, it's good that they learn Gilgul Shvuah as well, because it's an open bridge over which many things cross from one area in the Torah to the other. Ma'adam Arweb, he said, Ein Zu Ba'amen Ba'amen. I mean, Zu Ba'amen Ba'amen, he said, Saita only Zu Ba'amen Ba'amen. Ein Kol Nishboim Ba'amen Ba'amen, not everybody else. So Kulam loved the Gilgul Shvuah Misoita, so I understand you learn Gilgul Shvuah out of Soita. So the Gilgat Lamed, Lamed, Amin, Lo Lama, Iyav Lamed. You're learning from one not the other, why the six between the two, and Yushalmi does not give an answer. Okay, let's go a couple of minutes further. Kol Nasa Doim Bacher. Anything which can be made money in some other, against something else. Now, this is the principle of Khalifin. Okay? So anything which can be evaluated money, actually, is the proper terminology. Anything which can value money came into Zohar and his Chayiv Zeb Khalifa. Once you exchange, once one person made a Kenyan, the other person acquires the exchange. Ketzer, how so? Hichli Shor, if you're exchanging an ox for a cow. Uchamor v'shol are a donkey for an ox. Kemet shuzoch is that once the person acquiring acquired. Nizchayim is that b'chalifa, the under individual, once the guy, whoever pulls first, I don't know who's pulling first, it's not clear. Once number one pulls, so the other guy has to get the exchange. Okay, in other words, whoever initiates it, that it works for both of them. Rishus HaGavok, Rishus HaGavok Kekesef, to acquire something from Hekdesh, or if Hekdesh acquires something to you, money works, even for movable objects. We don't say the Takona Meshich or Agbah by Hekdesh. Hekdesh retains the original character of money working. Okay? Rishus HaHedyot B'Chazoko, by Hedyot, however, by commoners, they abolish Kinyan of Kesef, and now you need to have Chazaka taking hold. However, Amiras, again, exception by Hekdesh, Amiras, if you pledge something to Beis Hamikdash, Kimisras legends like giving it to a commoner. In other words, you must follow through. Tamatina, this is the principle. Zaklau, we learned over there this general principle. Kalmatali Kunin Zedzeh, Omatali Kunin Zedzeh, to the exchange of Khalifin. Right, but Chunin B'Shem Rav said, "Apilu Tzovah Shemitzurin." Now, the Pnei Moshe, everybody attacks the poor Pnei Moshe, but I like the Pnei Moshe. I'm sticking up for the underdog here. The Pnei Moshe learns this sugya like the Bavli, and nobody likes it, but too tough on everybody else. I like the Pnei Moshe. There's a machlokas in Bometzi and Azov. In order to make chalifin, do you have to know the value of what you're exchanging, or is it even if you're blithely unaware of what you're exchanging? So Pnei Moshe is the same machlokas here in the Rishami. Okay, so, Rav Chodesh B'Shem Rav says, "I feel tzavah shebitzvurim." Even you say, "I'll exchange you pile number one for pile number two," with no knowledge of what's in pile number one or pile number two. So, let's make a deal, right? So it doesn't. You don't know what's behind the curtain. You exchange anyway. That works. Okay. Says Maramle Rav Chodesh Lezer said, "No, lo shaninu elakol anaseh domim ba'achir bilvat." There's anything which can be evaluated in money and with some other measure. Dovashu tzarech l'shum. It's something which has to be evaluated. So therefore, it doesn't work until it's evaluated. Okay? Asid Ravuna Kravi Yochanan. Ravuna says, it doesn't matter if you evaluate, it's like Kravi Yochanan. Rav Lezer Kshita Seri Lezer is like his line of reasoning, which is, no, it's got to be evaluated. See that we learned over there. Achim Ashutfim. The brothers who are partners, shechayam mikelmon, if they're chayim and kelmon, because they're true, they're partners in the sense that the estate has never been divided up. Betzuri ma'aser eved, they exempt from ma'aser beima, which is not incumbent upon heirs. Vice versa, shechayam ma'aser beima, if they actually split up their estate, even if they became partners again, then betzuri min hakelmon, they're exempt from kelmon, because the partners in business are exempt from providing kelbon. Kelbon, of course, is the additional change you add on to your machzit shekel to make sure Hekdesh doesn't lose anything by changing its coins. Amar Reb Lezer said, "V'hen shechoku gedoyim k'neged tiyoshim u'tiyoshim k'neged gedoyim." So, if they divide it up, when do I say that they're partners, as opposed to an estate, United States? If they divide it up, you got goats. Older, and I got sheep. And I got sheep and you got goats. Because then, by definition, their value must have been reckoned. Right? Then, it's a valid form of khalifin. It's a valid form of khalifin. We are now both independent. If we come back together, we're shutfim in the classic sense. Shutfim in the classic sense are chayv and maaser beima are potter from kelbon. They never made shufim who give their machtis and shekel together, chayv and kelbon. They made them chayv and maaser beima, right? Al michok gedoyim k'neged gedoyim tiyoshim k'neged tiyoshim. But if they divided up goats to goats and sheep to sheep, who can chelko mishor rishoina? That's his. That's his portion from the Gitko, meaning that there's no khalif in here, and since there's no khalif in, it's not considered, they're not considered to be like partners, they're considered to be like heirs. So they're considered to be like heirs, so therefore, they're chayiv in ma'aseh behema and chayiv in kelbon as well. So chayiv in both things, because heirs are chayiv in everything. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, since they split up the estate, right? They kept the estate together, it'd be part of ma'aseh behema, right? If I recall correctly. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, afilu chokhu gedoyim k'neged gedoyim, u'tyoshim k'neged tyoshim, though even they divided up gedoyim corresponding to gedoyim, tyoshim corresponding to tyoshim, so there was no reckoning, kilkuchos saying. They're still like customers. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds in chalifin is even if you don't reckon precisely. So therefore, according to Abelez, it's only chalifin in which they become customers from each other when they reckon the value. And they only reckon the value, obviously, if there is indication, right? I got sheep, you got goats, you must have reckoned the absolute value. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's even chalifin if I got goats and you got goats, you never reckon absolutely, just pile one and pile two. So that's the same machlokas, where the chalifin has to be evaluated or not, and we will stop here for this evening. What? It wasn't hard though, was it?